our congregation. Aunt Mary's got some kind of nephew that's a homosexual, and he's afraid he'll offend Aunt Mary or Grandma. Well, if the Bible offends, it offends. I mean, we've got it all around us. I understand that. But preach the word. Paul said, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, exhort with all long suffering. Don't look at the people's faces and determine what you're going to say. In Hebrews, the 4th chapter, the Bible says it's alive. In 2 Timothy 4, they won't stand for it. And we've come to a time that they wouldn't stand for it. And I'm going to close with this. In my humble opinion, families, listen to me today. Please listen to me today. Children raised outside of a Christian home will not have a correct world view. They will have an incorrect world view. Many, many of those young people that we bring in on the buses on Wednesday night that are not raised in Christian homes will have an incorrect worldview unless we correct it. Well, what is a correct worldview? God created man. Man sinned and needed a Savior. Man, animals, plants, and so on did not evolve but were created. Are you hearing me? Amen. Come on, church. God destroyed the world with a flood, but Noah and his family found grace. God sent his son to die for our sins. There's a heaven and a hell. We will spend eternity in one or the other. Listen to me, and I'm going to expect you to say amen. Jesus is the only way. Amen. Good. I don't believe that whether you did or not, but I'm glad you do. God gave us his book, the Bible. It is God-breathed. Church, hear me today. It is God-breathed. It is perfect. If we read it, it will bring us to God. If we neglect it, the devil will draw us away from God. Amen. If you're here today and do not know Christ as your Savior, we want to give you an invitation to accept him as your Savior. Brother Matt's going to come, and our musicians are going to come. I'm going to dismiss our candidate for baptism. We're going to give you an opportunity.